that the thing is from Bnei Parshasvo. Bnei Parshasvo is the one that points out that that Pesach is a celebration of Ikori Emuna, that the Ribbono Shalom wants us to focus on Yetzias Mitzrayim because the Ikori Emuna are expressed in Yetzias Mitzrayim. Ramban points that out, that there are three times it says in by the Makos Laman Teda. Are you familiar with this way of organizing the Makos? The three groupings of the Makos? The Tzach, Adash, V'achav. Lechel Paru Baboiker, Hine Yoisei Amayma. Right? That's what happens before dawn. Right, and then Tzvardeya is boy el pari. He's going to the palace. That's Tzvardeya. And then Kinim. There's no conversation at all between Moshe Rabbeinu and Paro. And Moral Aaron, Teis Yodcha. All right? Okay, Orov, it's repeated. All right? Here it's Hashkein Baboiker, Vesyasa de Paro, Vinese Maima. That's Orov. Demer is Boyel Paroi. Boyel Paroi, that's Dever. And then Shchin, there's no warning to Paroi. Right? And then the pattern repeats itself again. But when it comes to Borod, once again Hashem Boyek Vesyasif Ne Paroi Vartei Lov. And then Choshech is Parshas Bo. Boel Paroi, right? And then the Arba and Choshech is no warning at all. Okay, so the three sets, Tzach, Hadash, V'achav, are clearly three sets of a pattern that repeats itself. First time is Hashkem Aboiker by the Yor. Second time is Boel Paroi, and the third, no warning. Pashtus is that the third was an onesh for not listening to the first two. That's why it doesn't have to be warned. Well, how they divide it up? So the Ramban points out at the end of the parsha that there are three different lessons that Kadosh Baruch Hu is teaching us. Laman, Teda, Keni Hashem, Mekir, V'oretz. Laman, Teda, Keni Hashem. And in each one of these is a yisod. Laman teda kini Hashem b'kev ha'aretz. That Kadosh Baruch Hu is hashkacha pratis. That things Kadosh Baruch Hu is orchestrating, managing. Laman teda ki Hashem ha'aretz. That Kadosh Baruch Hu is the creator. And bavur teda ki ein kamoni v'chol ha'aretz. That Kadosh Baruch Hu is all powerful. Omnipotent. Three Yisaydes. And then the Ramban says, with those three principles, God created the world, that God can do anything, that He will continue to do anything, and that God is fully aware and orchestrating that which is going on, Hashgacha Pratis. So then if you add to that, then Moshe Rabbeinu prophesies about the Makos, so you add on the Yisayd of Nevuah, that Kadosh Baruch Hu will connect with, will communicate with people and ask people to communicate further. So with those four principles that the Makos teach us, you have the necessary principles for Kabbalah Satara. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to communicate, Nevuah. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to the Borei Olam. It has a purpose and wants us to fulfill that purpose. The Borei Olam says it's Schar Va'Onesh, and he's aware of things as Hashgacha Pratis. Kineshem Bekerev Oretz. And that the Borei Olam will continue to be omnipotent throughout the through time. So those are those Yesodos make a compelling argument for Matan Torah. It's worthwhile, Kedai, to listen to the Borei Olam, who's omnipotent and who is knows what's going on, and speak to us to listen to him. So Ramban says that the reason why there is such a focus on Yetzias Mitzrayim throughout the year, and certainly Leil Seder, obviously, is because Kadosh Baruch Hu communicated the Yesodos Emuna through the Bria. So the two interesting points that we've discussed in the past that if we have time, worthwhile elaborating on. One is a very interesting idea that Rav Salman points out as Hakdama to Hagadah. And that is that the Gemara says that the reason why the Ribbono Shel Olam created us to have a physiological system by which we ingest and we waste, that is, Gemara Bavasha says that Nistakalti, I looked at you, Chiram, and I created my world, Uberasi Nikovn Ba'odam. And I created this system within the human being. Why Chiram? Because Chiram was also a god, it was also a demagogue, it was a king that presented himself as a god. And if Kadosh Baruch Hu says to him that I'm going to show you that you also have to go to the bathroom. That was the Nebuah. Similarly, Paroi. Why did they meet Paroi? The three meetings of Paroi, Dam Tzvedei Kina, Dam Tetzach, Dam Oroiv, and Borod. Why did they get up in the morning and meet him by the Yor? Because Paroi was presenting himself as a god, and he had to show that his humanity was revealed when he had to go to the bathroom. So he would go, he would steal himself away to the Yor and relieve himself in the Yor. So Moshe Rabbeinu came to him, because Baruch Hu said, I'm sending you to the Yor, meet him by the Yor. In other words, catch him when he's trying to be the imposter of a Borei. So historically, human beings have seen that going to the bathroom is a sign of humanity. And historically, people who wanted to present themselves as gods had to hide that feature. So Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to understand that is exactly why he put that feature into the Bria. This is a very fascinating ha'ora, because one of the strong positions that those who accepted evolution and present evolution as a alternate to the Bria. So one of their arguments is, well, if God created, why would he create an imperfect system? Wasting means it's imperfect, right? And a perfect system is no waste. The mun, there was no wastage. The mun was total nutrition. Went into our bodies. We even complained in the Midbar that something must be going wrong because nothing's coming out, right? It's only not the way it's supposed to work. Those who would argue this argument is that the fact that there is that we have a system that wastes and that produces waste means something's not working in the world. A perfect world with a perfect nutrition, every human being would have be perfectly taken care of. So the fact that you have a system of nekoba means that that was one of the arguments that evolution, that those who believed in evolution would present, can negate the barrier. So you see, the Chazal already understood this from the Midrashim and from the Psukim long before this was presented post Darwin. That Chazal understood. Chazal said, that's what Mishbaruch Hu was pointing out to us. Mishbaruch Hu wants us to realize that we are flawed and imperfect, and that there is a Borei, and we confront our sense of being a Bria every time that we go to the bathroom. Chavitz Chaim says, L'shem kach nivra odem min shterach l'nekov k'dei sheyedem yakir shevlusay, that a person should always be confront his own humanness and his shiflesses, low stature in the Bria. To me, it explains why Chazal gave us such a lengthy brach of his baininess after going to the bathroom. His lechara would make more sense to wake up in the morning, take your blood pressure, feel your heartbeat, take your pulse, and make a brach on the cardiovascular system. That's much more impressive than the digestive system. Right? The person should take his first breath in the morning and say, oh, if any one of these systems. So why do we davke Chazal say no? That you go to the bathroom. Chavitz Chaim said, why so often? Why isn't there a bracha of a shiyotza once a day? So when you appreciate this Chazal, what Chazal are pointing out to us is that the bracha of a shiyotza is on one hand to marvel at the bria, but it's also, it points out that I'm not a borei. I'm far from being a borei. Davka, in this part of the bria, that's where a person feels a sense of shiflus, a sense almost of greater commonality with the lower parts of the bria. So Mitzvah Solomon points out, it was pointed out by Reb Cheskel Levenstein, the Mashkiach of the Ponovish. He pointed out via this Ramban, because the Ramban says that the importance of appreciating these Yesodos is something that a person has to work at. These Yesodos of Emunah. And the Ramban stresses several times that through learning about Yetzias Mitzrayim, so a person kol kiyotz v'hen, so many mitzvahs, so that we won't get messed up with various forms of kfirah, v'hen mit v'chol p'nitzar, b'lvad shehoideh, that he is aware, that he is cognizant, that he admits, shechesed avor gadol moed, alois ha-ritzayna. And shebekol shah adam moed ben lalikov, v'noide elav shubareinu, v'hi kavonas ha-yitzira, she'en l'natam achar mitzir yishayna. What does Ramban stress? V'yoda means you have to admit, you have to recognize, because Baruch Hu is the Borei, he created us, as a purpose. So Cheskel said, the Ramban's pointing out to us that accepting these principles of Emunah is not a natural thing. A person has to work on himself to accept that because Baruch Hu is the Borei, and then we are Bruin, and then we have a mission. Now, just thinking about this Ha'arav B'cheskel, so the depth of his idea is that the Kadosh Baruch Hu created us in such a way that we would take great pride in the things that we accomplish. It's part of the very. How do I know that? Because according to the many of the Bali Machshava, the Ramchal formulated this in Akdama to the Sosa Shorah, Akdama to Derech Hashem, is that the reason Kodesh Baruch Hu created us in the way that He created us, the reason He gave us the world the way He gave us the world, is because Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to earn Dveikus. So He put us in a world where there's Nisyonos, and we have to earn our keep, so to speak, earn our Dveikus. Why do you have to earn Dveikus? Why couldn't Kodesh Baruch Hu just create Dveikus? The way He created us, it makes us closer. So, as we often point out, because that would be Nahama de Kasifa. That would be bread that we would not be comfortable with. Because we feel comfortable when we've earned something. We don't feel comfortable when we get things that are not coming to us. So in the Olam HaEmes, if the Neshama gets the Vekas and Kirvel HaLikus, but the Neshama didn't work for it. The Neshama lived a life of Hefkeris and distance from Kodesh Baruch Hu. So that Neshama is going to feel so uncomfortable, like such an imposter. Such as wearing clothes that don't fit. So Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us a chesed. Then He gave us the opportunity for us to be able to feel comfortable and to have a sense of ownership over the level of dekas that we learn. So it means that Kodesh Baruch Hu created part of the bria of a human being is that we feel a sense of ownership over what we do. And that's healthy, that's good. And that's what Kodesh Baruch Hu created us. Roitza odon bekav shalo yoyse mi tisha kav shal chaveren. We'd rather have kav that we work for. Right? Yitzir, what's the pasuk saying? Person would rather have yitzir kapo, that which he produced. So, the world only works the way Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted the world to work because He put into the nature of the human being this sense of wanting to take ownership over things, of wanting to accomplish, of wanting to have a sense of pride in the things that I've accomplished, that I can make a roshim. The world advances because human beings have that sense of wanting to accomplish, because we have a sense of we want to be able to look at the things that we've done. So therefore, to be able to at the same time have a robust and active and deep sense of but Kodesh Baruch Hu is the Barayla. But it's all done happening through Hashgacha. That my Ishtadlus is Ishtadlus, but it's Ishtadlus which is only successful when Kodesh Baruch Hu makes it successful. So the sense of anivas that a person requires, that's what, in order to be able to fulfill the depth of the emunah Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to have, runs counter the nature of the human being that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us in order that we will ultimately feel accomplished and feel that in order to drive us to accomplish, and in order to correctly feel that what we've earned to accomplish. So the chayr is a stira. And that's what I think Rav Cheskel Levshin was pointing out. The reason why the Ramban stresses that we have to embrace Yetzias Mitzrayim, and we have to speak about Yetzias Mitzrayim, and there's an avoda involved in. What's the avoda that's involved? So there are many parts of the avoda. Part of the avoda is Hakaras HaTov, and part of the avoda is the Mesorah of Midor Lador. But the root of the avoda is to become deeper ma'amin. Now, becoming a deeper ma'amin, so that requires investment and effort. It is so important to the Rabbonu Shel Olam that He gave us the Makos, that He changed Tev in order that we should be able to have Alaman Tedas. He recognized that with, as the Ramban pointed out, that with the advance of time, that people will be less connected with Bria Olam per se. That's why Chazal have us focus on on the bracha of Asher Yotzar, and impress upon us how we can see Kadosh Baruch Hu being a borei. And that's the line that is so often quoted in this Ramban, that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us nisim, v'nan nisim ha-gedolim ha-mufasamim, adam moidim nisim ha-nistorim, shem yisoyri terakula. That part of embracing Yemun, if you see Mitzrayim, is to be energized to see a Kadosh Baruch Hu's hand in more and more of what's going on in this world. But the point that I think is that I want to appreciate is, first of all, is this the requirement, what makes it a form of avodah, and what makes it an avodah which requires effort and investment, is because it addresses a stira of the human being. And for a person to be fully embracing of Kadosh Baruch Hu being the Borei Olam, it's a person that's almost withdrawing. Kadosh Baruch Hu is in charge, he's taking care of things. Even when I'm able to accomplish, Kadosh Baruch Hu set it all up. Even when my yishtadlus was successful, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me the space in which I could do my yishtadlus. Even when I feel that I've accomplished, it's because Baruch Hu gave me that ability to take care of a couple of things, tinker around, and then he made it successful. So the avodah is required of, on one hand, feeling a sense of accomplishment and pride and willing to advance and taking hold in bailus, and at the same time, being willing to step back and say, but kimol aretz kavodai, that requires an ongoing adjustment and tinkering and an ongoing intellectual effort. One of the goals of Sipri Tzias Mitzrayim is Hanisim Amafersamim. One of the goals is the chizuk, the strengthening of Amunah. And that's what we're pointing out. Amunah does not come on its own, doesn't happen. And when somebody first has to work on it, has to refresh, has to mechazek. And Leil Seder is one of the times when we take a step back and we try to be mechazek the amuna that we want to give from midor l'dor, and try to express amuna in different ways. But it's a time when a person realizes that it's that the nature of the human being is such that it requires that kind of investment. The Sifrei Kabbalah, so matzah is described as a bread of anivus. And when you think about it, so the matzah, both in its simplicity and its lack of uniqueness, right? We're able to, a person can take pride as matzahs are rounder, as matzahs are more baked or less baked, but the amount of differentiation between one matzah and the other matzah is vastly different than the amount of differentiation between chametz, rolls, bagels, baguettes, right, challahs, raisin challahs, chocolate chip challahs. You know, the degree of a person who can pasul balabayas to chametz is allows a person to address individuality and creativity. And the matzah, the best matzah is the least creative matzah. The best matzah is just You know, put the fire water, do what everybody else is doing. You mean the matzo factory, you see, everybody's doing the exact same thing in the matzo factory. Right, there's one, a few knackers there, get the exact amount of flour. What does that mean to be a knacker? To know exactly how much flour you're supposed to put in. To follow orders precisely, right? The biggest skill in the matzo factory is the guy who puts the matzos in, takes them out. He has to follow instructions exactly, right? So matzah has the least imprint of a human being. That's why it's a bread of shiflus, a bread of anivas. But so the Zohar is pointing out that the Rabbanu Shalom asked us to have matzah. You think about it, whether it's lechem only, whether it's that we ran out of Mitzrayim, that our moment of geula was the moment that Shvarchu had even then greatest control. Right? Geula and freedom is supposed to be human expression. It's supposed to be taking control. It's supposed to be, you're in the driver's seat now. How was our geula? Because Baruch Hu said, you're not expecting that right now. You have no time to pack. You have no time to make lunch. You have to just take whatever is in the oven and just take it out and let's go. So our geula came with the Baruch Hu saying, you're going to follow. You want to be redeemed, you want to get out, you can't even take ownership over your geula. That's one of the, that is one of the yesodos of becoming a ma'amin. That at the same time as we're being asked to take some measure of ownership over the geula, the mitzvahs, right? At the Erem area, no mitzvahs. Because we're going to give us mitzvahs. Nishchul kuchulcham. How to defy the Egyptians. How to take a shepsulim. Tie it. At the same time we say, a huge nace. They didn't bother us. So, here we're trying to create a ben chayrin, trying to create a person who is expressive of himself. And Kadosh Baruch Hu says, but at the same time, as you're expressing your own individuality and your freedom and you're taking ownership and bailus b'chulei b'chulei, understand that being a ma'amin means ashkacha pratis, organizing things, he's orchestrating things, he's responding to your shtadlus, he's making your shtadlus happen, he's giving you opportunities for shtadlus. So that's why we choose the matzah as the food that helps us internalize these yesodos of emuna. But what we want to point out is that the yesodos of emuna require an avoda, they require trying to figure these things out. It goes against the very nature. It's kibiyachol, because Baruch Hu said, I'm willing to create a world that will look flawed, and there'll be a waste system, only in order that people will always be in touch with their frailties and their humanity. Because the only way that you can become a person who embraces emuna is if you're cognizant that it requires, on one hand, having a certain sense of pride and chashivas and creativity and inventiveness, and at the same time, having a sense of withdrawal and achnat v'shvach. That built in stira, whenever you have a stira, means it requires an avoda to make this work. How are you going to make it work? Different approaches. Whether you try to put it all together in one large story, or whether you say, no, there are different parts of the world, that's all part of the avoda. But that's the one of the great, some of the deeper insights in celebrating Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay, I'll hand you over to Alex. Second.